I'm capitalizing this afternoon on the last four words of Philippians 1 and verse 23. Brethren, the Apostle Paul talked about which is far better. To be with the Lord in heaven will be far better than anything on this earth. The psalmist said in Psalm 84 and verse 10, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Hebrews 10 and verse 34 says, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Just one chapter over. It is said of the great faith people who hold in Hebrews 11. In verse 13, these all died in faith. And how that in verse 16, they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly. This afternoon, Jason and I'll be working together in a Bible sermon and sacred selection song. So you'd like to have your Bible handy and your songbook available as well. As we explore together in a short period of time, some things which will be far better. Let me suggest to you, first of all, that to be with the Lord will be far better, because we'll be with the King. We sing that song, number 6. We shall see the King someday. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. John talked about the Lord's coming and how that he cometh with clouds and every eye shall see him. We sing, he's my King. 173. And I walk with the King. 174. What better than to be with the King of Kings? 1 Timothy 6:15, Revelation 17:14, and 19:16. Jason has an assortment of songs. He may lead or he may read. To mind the song where the soul never dies, does it?
Number 432. First verse only. Of all the songs we'll sing. First verse. To kingdoms land I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkness night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. No sadness, no sadness, no tears.
Because there is a home eternal. Psalm number 360 says there is a home eternal, beautiful and bright, where sweet joy is supernal, ever dim by night. White robed angels are singing ever round the bright throne. When, oh when, shall I see thee? Beautiful, beautiful home. There's no place like home, is there? Here we have no continuing city. Hebrews 13 and verse 14. But there, eternal life. Matthew 25:46. World without end. Ephesians 3:21. Forever and ever. Can you wrap your mind around that? Revelation 22 and then verse 5. We sing lots of songs about home. Oh, think of the home over there. This world is not my home. In that home of the soul sweet home. Home of the soul, thoughts of home, the Christian's welcome home, gathering home, when all of God's singers get home, when all redeemed singers get home, home on the banks of the river. I'll make it my home, beautiful home, somewhere. Out of all those, we'll find something to sing.
Number 359. Oh, think of the home over there. Oh, think of the home over there by the side of the river of
the grasshopper shall be a burden. the desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. To be with Christ is far better, because no more death. Revelation 21:4. No more ceasing grinders. No more flourishing almonds. Oh, what kind of trees are those? Almond trees. No more strong men bowing themselves. No more failing desire. Because we'll never grow old. we sing a song about that, and we can, based upon the fact that Peter described a place reserved in heaven for you that fadeth not away. That's 1 Peter 1. And in verse 4, that's inheritance language. We're going to sing about it.
Number 389, where the roses never fail.
Some meetings aren't very happy. In this world, we have our burdens. We often say goodbye. But we hope to meet the faithful in that blessed home on high. Won't that be a happy meeting with redeemed ones over there, there to dwell with Christ forever in that mansion? And just think about it and talk about it. Bright and fair. Think about a place where everybody's happy. Child might think, I just want my mom to be happy. I just want my dad to be happy. Parents might, I just want my children to be happy. I just want my husband to be happy. My wife to be happy. Everybody to be happy.
Number 398. Everybody will be happy.
There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon the glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. In the green bloody body will be happy, will be happy. There's no disappointment in heaven, no.
because there'll be rest for the weary. Rest is a nice word, isn't it? When you're tired, when you're weary, Jesus promised, come unto me, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, the great invitation, and I'll give you rest. The Hebrew writer pointed out in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, there remaineth a rest to the people of God. In order to enter into rest, you have to labor. Verse 11 says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. And among the blessed death is this statement in Revelation 14 and verse 13, when it is said, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. 4:33 talks about rest for the weary. In the Christian's home in glory, there remains a land of rest. There my Savior is gone before me to fulfill my soul's request. He is fitting up my mansion, which eternally shall stand. For my stay shall not be transient in that holy, happy land. Pain and sickness ne'er shall enter, grief nor woe my lot shall share. But in that celestial center, I a crown of life shall wear. Sing, O sing, ye heirs of glory, shout your triumphs as you go. Zion's gates will open for you, you shall find an entrance through. That's how this song blends in a lot of the points and passages and themes of our study. There's rest for the weary. There's rest for the weary. There is rest for the weary. There's rest for you. I think there's another song about rest, maybe.
Number 594. Jesus will give you rest.
Will you come? Will you come with your Lord? Happy golden shore, where the faithful part no more.
lead me there. But how do I get there? Jesus is the way. The way is narrow, the leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it. Matthew 7:30-14. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's Psalm number 546 suggests the way of the cross leads home. So if you want to go home, you got to take the way of the cross, which involves hearing the word of the cross, believing it, and obeying it, and repenting of your sins, confessing your faith in the Son of God, being baptized into Christ, and then being faithful unto death. Maybe you started on that way, but you have fallen away. You've gotten off course. We hope that these four words, which is far better, will inspire you to get back on that straight and narrow way that leads to life. We invite you to come just as you are. Believe in a far better state. As we stand to sing the song, of course, we invite you to come.